Hey, Gina.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you ready to organize?
Wait, actually organize or, like, talk about organizing?
Do you want me to lie to you?
Oh, boy.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, I'm Gina.
I'm Dawn. We're your hot mess moms.
Every week. Actually, every day. We're hot messes every day.
Yeah, so. It's just once a week it gets put on audio and recorded for the world to hear.
What would you like to talk about, my friend?
Well, you know, the new year has begun.
Yes. Rip the Band-Aid off and jump into talking about organizing.
Full throttle, baby. So, you have told me for the past couple of months that you want to reorganize stuff.
I do.
And you've asked me, when are you going to come help me do this?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get that look on your face that you kind of have right now.
Like, oh my God.
Like, I'm going to walk into your house and make you throw away all the things.
I'm not so worried about throwing away all the things.
So what are you so terrified about?
Creative people are typically not neat people. And we've talked about this before.
We have talked about
it. How I have room to let things lay out for a couple of days to let paint dry or whatever.
You built a whole studio for that.
I did, right? However, the idea of, like, putting things in a place where then I feel responsible to return them to said place, that's a lot of pressure.
You've been doing this for 10 years anyways.
Yeah.
Over 10 years.
Okay, but Pinterest pretty, where things aren't in the picture, and real life pretty, where things are actually put away, that's two completely different things, because my living room can look gorgeous, like magazine worthy gorgeous, but then my kitchen will be
a hot mess.
Yeah. That's the reality. If you ever wonder, that's the reality of what blogs look like behind the scene. Right outside of the frame of the camera, it's
hot mess. Organizing for real life is just about finding functionality that works for your family.
I have a buffet in my living room where my television sets on it.
Uh-huh.
There's drawers on either side. One drawer is just for remotes, and the remotes all get put there. Maybe not every day, but if we're not using them, they're actually put away.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I'm not terrible at organizing if it makes complete total sense.
I think you're confusing organizing with cleaning.
Part your wisdom on me. Okay. I can't even talk. You got me so flustrated.
Flustrated. Y'all note that down. That's a really good word to use. In case you didn't know this, organizing and cleaning are not the same thing.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Like, that's one of those things where, like, it sounds like logical information, but sometimes it just has to be repeated. Organizing and cleaning are not the same thing. Cleaning is the stuff I hate to do. The trash has to get taken out. The dishes have to get done. The laundry has to get done. That's all cleaning. Organizing is taking the time to think about what the plan is for a space. Once you have your space organized, part of the point of that is to make cleaning a whole lot faster.
So here's, let's take a tiny little side tangent because
we
like tangents.
Okay.
So I know because I suffer from depression, it is a vicious
cycle.
Downward spiral. Okay. It's not just like a vortex that just sucks you in because you get depressed and you don't feel like cleaning, which when you clean less, then your depression gets worse. So you clean even less and your depression gets worse.
Mm-hmm. And vortex is the perfect word for that.
Like, if you ever feel like have 5 minutes of energy and you can clean your coffee table and wipe it down, you feel so much better. But to know that I would have to put that craft paint away every time, it's a lot of pressure.
Well, okay. So, and we've talked about this offline, that when you're in the middle of a project, especially because you have a space where you can do all of these projects and it's not in the way of you and your family living your daily life.
Yes.
You may want to put the lids on things, but there is no necessary reason for you to have to take all of your supplies and put it all away where it goes and then come back in 6 or 12 hours and bring it all back out. Because that space is meant for that project.
Right.
There is a difference between that and once your project is done and your paints are still out. At that point, your stuff needs to be put away so that you have the space and the room to create your next thing.
But I have equipment to organize with these. I have these awesome rolling toolboxes. You guys can't see them, but picture in your head. But they're perfect
for what?
For studio. Because it allows you to have all these drawers. And so in my head, an organized workspace looks like an aisle at Joann's or Michael's.
Yeah, but at Joann's or Michael's, you're not actually busting out all of your stuff to use it. That's just where you get it from. You're purchasing it from. You know what I mean? So once your stuff is put away, your containers and everything that you have, your toolboxes to store everything, you can have that feeling of opening those doors and being like, oh, all of my paints. Ha 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 ha. Craft paint colors in like a rainbow. Pull out the ones you want, pick them, skip off to your working table because that's what I picture in my head.
But do you really know me? Because that's not me.
You've seen me in stores. I do actually skip.
I know you do. Yeah, I know.
I IKEA skip. Yeah. See, you can still have that feeling.
Yeah.
And then just pull out your stuff, get to work, do your thing. And then once your project's done, clean it all up, put it away.
You use that word, though.
What?
You use the clean C it word. All up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you have to, because when you organize.
But see, once you have, what did I say earlier, though? The purpose of organizing is to help make the process of living in your house and cleaning your house to make those things more functional.
You're giving me anxiety.
I
do not use that word lightly. Like, I do not use it in jest. Anxiety.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yes.
You are not the only one.
I know. I can't be the only one.
You're like, not. Almost every client has always had some kind of anxiety. And whether it's anxiety about how am I going to keep it this way, or anxiety about I don't even know where to start or how to start and it's all too much and I can't do it. Everybody has anxiety about it. I know organizers that have anxiety about certain spaces in their house. I have anxiety about certain spaces in my house.
How perfect is your house? How perfectly organized is it?
It's a lot better this week because I took down all of the Christmas decorations and stuff.
Yeah.
And that was giving me anxiety, having it all out.
So much?
A lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
Because to get my Christmas trees and stuff where they were out and could be seen and could be enjoyed but weren't in the way,
mm-hmm.
I literally had to move furniture. So for me, getting all of my Christmas stuff taken down and put away meant it just opened up the space in my house.
Yeah.
So I could put furniture back, and I then decided to rearrange furniture because I'm also a little cuckoo that way, and I do that every couple of months.
So wait, you rearrange your furniture every couple of months?
Yeah, usually. I think 6 months is maybe the longest I've ever gone without.
And then you have to
something.
Reorganize everything?
I have to reconfigure some things. However, if it goes down to, like, I'm moving bookshelves and so I need to take everything off, they will end up getting rearranged a different way just because I can't remember exactly where I had. But, like, my books go back into color order. Roy G. Biv all the way.
In color order?
Yeah. Now I need to get comfortable.
Break it down.
Oh, yeah. All of my books. Now, I used to have a whole lot more books than I have now. And narrowed all my books down to, like, one shelf. And then most of those books that I have are hard copy. So I take all of the jackets off all the books. So by spine, everything goes in Roy G. Biv order. So it's not alphabetical. It's not by author. If you look at my bookshelf, it's all goes from black to Roy G. Biv all the way through to white at the very end.
Oh, my gosh. My head is exploding.
Some people can't handle
this. I can't handle it because I have a writing degree and a history degree.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent a lot of time in libraries. So I cannot imagine not being able to find all the books from one author or even one genre in
the
one
same area.
Place.
But see, that's the cool thing about organizing, though, and it's such a personal thing because you can totally organize your books by author, by alphabetical order, and that's fine. It's just about finding what that way is. For you, it would absolutely not be by color.
No.
I know people that organize books by height.
But let me ask you a question about, I want to back up like a second.
Okay.
So what do you do with the dust covers once you...
I throw them away. I don't need them. The spine of the book says the name of the book and who wrote it.
I know, and after you said that, because I take them all when I put them on the shelf.
But you keep them.
But I kept them for some reason. And now, after you said that, I was like, dude, that's like a wrapping. Like, it's literally like wrapping on a sheet.
Yeah.
You don't,
I mean, there's a pretty
the
picture on it, but there's no reason to keep that.
There's usually not even a pretty picture on the books I buy, so...
There's no reason to keep it. Throw it away.
That's liberating.
You can throw them away.
Yeah, no.
The color thing, you totally couldn't do.
No, I couldn't.
Now, that is only my books.
Yeah.
Like, Emmy's books, she has two baskets. And those are her books Mm-hmm. They go in there. They stay in there. She wants a book. She grabs a whole basket off the shelf, flips through to find the one she wants, mm-hmm. and she knows to put them back. Because realistically, getting an 8-year-old to put books back on a bookshelf by color, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So functionality-wise, having 2 book baskets done, and she does it. And I don't think I've ever actually had to get on to her about it. She just knows, like, that's where Mom keeps my books, so that's where they go. It's just about finding what works.
Some places, like, don't bother me as bad as others. Like, my kitchen, ironically enough, is pretty friggin' organized.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
Yeah, everything, you know, I have those big, deep drawers, and everything is pretty organized. I can tell you, if you were like, Gina, where is your whatever? I can be like, okay, go to the stove and look mm-hmm. in the bottom drawer on the right-hand side. Yeah. Now, the drawers themselves may not be highly organized, but I know what's in each drawer. Mm-hmm. It may take me a second, but the new kitchen won't be that way. Yeah. I'll be able to configure better.
And that's just another layer of organizing. Like,
yeah,
you have your pots and pans are within 1 or 2 drawers, and all of your pots and pans go there.
All my pots and pans are in 1 drawer.
See, you're not in a state where you are looking for a saucepan and it could be in that drawer, that cabinet up there. I have to call her out. My ex-mother-in-law, God love her, she doesn't care where anything goes in her kitchen. She's fine. It's all up. It's good. Drives me up a wall because I'm just like, oh my God, please let me play with it. And she's just like, I don't care. Like, it just completely doesn't faze her. That's her system. I'm kind of like you, where your kitchen is organized.
Yeah, it is.
You want it uber organized.
I do.
Where you have dividers within your drawer to segment.
For my new kitchen, it'll be easier to get all that organized. Number one, there will be more drawers because we're completely configuring the layout. So we'll have twice as much storage space as we do now, which we desperately need because we have a small kitchen. I mean, we have the 3 small drawers, 4 big drawers. Mm-hmm. So literally I have 7 drawers in my entire kitchen.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, yeah, that's where all the things are.
Yeah, and you have a lot of supplies and mm-hmm. kitchenware. I mean, mm-hmm. you do because you are an avid entertainer.
Yeah.
I entertain a lot. Yeah. You have a lot of platters. You have, a lot of things that the kitchen as your layout is now would be more storage than my kitchen currently has.
Yeah. The point is, there are some areas where I can organize. In the kitchen, it's all larger items. Like, you don't really hold, other than, like, silverware.
Yeah.
You're not holding multiple things in one hand.
Yeah.
In my studio, my craft room, whatever you want to call it, my office, you could hold 8 things in one hand, and they could all go in 8 different drawers. It's a lot to...
So that's the area that, more than anything else, like, freaks you out a little bit?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's like that thing where you have this expectation and then there's reality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You, like, I know that there's a happy medium somewhere. And,
you just haven't figured out your system yet.
I try. I have some drawers more organized than others. But whenever you put all of those things away, like, I know how to do some of it, because like I said, I put it away, but it's all the little things, and I'm constantly getting new things, because yes, I need a new project, and so, like, I've never bought this kind of craft supply before, so now it needs a new home, and it's like, dude, every week I would have to reconfigure my organizing system.
Not if you did it in a way that left you space to grow.
Explain.
Like, if you can, like, that's why if you ask any organizer, the very first part of organizing is to, like, go through everything and figure out what you do want to keep and don't want to keep, which do you need and what you don't need.
Yes.
And then when you take out the what you don't need parts and remove them, however that be, trash, mm-hmm. donate, sell, whatever.
Right.
Then what you're left with, you still have the same amount of space, but suddenly you have more space because there's less stuff being put in it.
Right.
If there's stuff that you've used this product before and you didn't love it and you're not really going to use it again, or this one's out and you just need to go ahead and get a new one, like, there's some of that stuff that I guarantee you is probably in there, like prop stuff that's in there that you never used, that kind of stuff. Once that stuff is pulled out, you will find that you have extra space so that on the random occasion when a new piece of something needs to come back in, there is room for it. Organizing, it's not a one and done. Like, me and you've talked about this. It's not a one time. I freak out about it, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, my house is driving me nuts. And I was, like, ranting about, I'm an organizer in my house. If you looked at my house right now, you would think she's a psycho, and I would never hire her. Because everything was just out of sorts.
Yeah.
So, it's not a one and done. You know what I mean? It's just not. You do it, and at some point, you do have to do it again. Whether that's to, like, go back through and say, okay, I'm now done with these, get rid of this stuff, or I'm not ever going to read this book again, pull it out and donate it. There's upkeep. You know, I won't say random, even if it's once a month, just to kind of cut through and be like, don't use that, don't use that, don't use that, pull them out.
How about you give me, like, 3 easy tips that I can actually implement?
Which is, if y'all could see. Okay, so seriously, side tangent. At some point, we are going to have to, like, video record our podcast just so y'all can see the faces I get. And sometimes it's maybe the faces I make, but currently it is the face I'm getting from Gina with that I can implement. I'm not going to give her an F if she doesn't do her homework.
She's going to come and spot check. I know you will.
I'm not judgy. I'm not judging you.
Yeah, you're not. I agree. I get that. Okay, give me some things I can actually accomplish.
Okay, so...
And remember...
Are you talking about just in general? Or are you talking about for a specific area?
Just in general.
Okay, in general, to help keep you more organized?
To help curb the hot mess.
Okay.
How about that?
Hot mess, yeah. Curbing. Okay. Let me ask you a question.
Ugh.
Do you have a this isn't gonna live here anymore box, bin, basket, or bag?
No.
So... There's tip number.
Wait a minute. Is it going to live in my house or is it going to live in that location?
In my house.
Okay. No.
Okay.
No.
Woman of plenty o' baskets and bins and boxes and bags.
Oh my.
Oh my. One of those needs to be opened up, put up, however it needs to be done, in a space, preferably close to a door you exit and enter frequently. So, like, in a closet.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, as you're going through your day, cleaning or doing whatever, you see those things, you can pick them up, put them in that box. Once that container is full,
yes,
then that stuff needs to go somewhere. I would say none of that's probably trash, because if it was trash, you'd have just thrown it away.
Right.
So, if it's getting sold or donated, then it needs to go to that place. Once it's full, it goes to the donate place.
Okay.
Or the sell place.
Okay. That's a good tip. Normally, my kids take, like, all my extra decor and stuff, but, I mean, they can't wear my clothes.
Yeah.
But then, okay,
but
so,
like,
wait,
for
let's,
example,
let's talk about clothes.
Perfect example, your clothes, that type of bin, basket, bucket, or bag, whatever it is, can live in your closet. So you don't have to walk out of your closet in the middle of getting dressed and be like, oh, I have to put this in that bag. It can live on the floor in your closet in a corner. And then if you're pulling a shirt out, and me and you talked about this the other day,
mm-hmm.
you decided you're, like, just going back to your basic, just
yes.
basics, right?
Yes.
So if you pulled something out and you're like, this shirt, like, I want to wear this shirt so bad, and I see it, and I put it on, and I think, today I'm going to wear this shirt. And then you have it on, and then you start standing a little weird, and you're just on, you know that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
We've all had that feeling. I probably have 7 shirts in my own closet that give me that feeling. Just take it off and put it in that container.
Okay.
And then once that's full, that stuff just needs to go to donate, or it needs to go on Poshmark and to sell it.
I was about to say, because some of those, like, I got some real nice clothes.
Poshmark.
Poshmark.com.
You can set up an account and you can sell it.
Nice. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to do that whenever we're done here. Okay. So I'm going to start getting rid of things just every day as I see it. So I'm not taking...
You're not taking
48 hours
no.
out of my life.
No.
I'm just
No.
Oh, I never used that. Let me throw it in that bin.
Yeah.
And, like, slowly.
As you, yeah, just as,
like,
you're going throughout your
detox.
Day.
Detox. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
and that's, I wouldn't even call that, like, a detox. That's, like, a, just an everyday, just a habit you can kind of start to teach yourself.
Oh, okay.
So to keep up with.
All right.
So yeah. that you're, because it always happens. You have something that you love and you love and you love and then you love it a little less and then you love it a little less
or
you
use it less. Like, or it doesn't fit. Like a shirt. I don't care how good of a quality, but eventually a shirt or a pair of pants will start to lose their shape.
Yeah.
Then one
day
you'll
put it on.
There's nothing
really wrong with it. It just doesn't sit right on you.
On you.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. You can donate that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So what's tip two?
Okay. Tip two. You put me on spots. Oh my gosh.
This is what you get for making me organize.
Hey, you're right. I'll accept that. I would totally accept that. Tip number two, don't buy organizing stuff before you go through that space.
That makes sense.
Like,
yeah.
Because 9 times out of 10, most people can shop their own house for organizing bins and baskets and
yeah, I try stuff. Not to buy organizing stuff. Like, if at all possible, I try not to buy it because, mm-hmm. like, you're just buying more clutter. Right?
You are. Especially if you haven't looked at the space thoroughly. When I mean thoroughly, like taking everything out of it mm-hmm. and looked at the space thoroughly to figure out what's going to fit, what's not going to fit. What do you actually need storage for?
Yeah.
So don't go by organizing stuff first. Go through that space and pull all the things out. And I don't mean just like closet, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean take the hanger off of the hook, look at it and go, no, I'm gonna keep that one and put it back. I mean, pull it all out, lay it on your bed, get everything out of that space so that you could literally walk in there with your vacuum cleaner and dust down all the walls and clean it all out.
Okay.
Like, empty the space. So, whether that's your dresser or whatever it is, completely empty it.
Mm-hmm.
Then, once you go through and you start looking at everything, you can see I've got 47 black t-shirts that look exactly the same. I wear 4. You don't need 47 of them.
Right.
You know those 4.
Yeah.
Right? And you can't tell that when it's all in one, it's all hidden in a closet.
Right.
Or hidden in the dresser.
Mm-hmm.
So before you buy anything, actually go through and pull out what you're keeping and what you're not keeping, separate all that. Then once you have what you're going to keep and what's going to stay, you can figure out, okay, well, I've got 4 pairs of shoes and not 14. I don't need a basket for shoes. They can go on that shelf.
Okay, so what do you do when your husband has this obsession with buying t-shirts everywhere we go?
Mm-hmm.
A concert, we go to Disney World every time he buys 2 or 3 or 10 t-shirts. I don't know. The man literally has probably 100 t-shirts. I don't feel like it's right for me to say, hey, buddy, you have to pare down your t-shirts.
It's not.
Like, it's his stuff, and he's a grown man,
yeah.
and if he wants 100 t-shirts, like, he should be able to have 100 t-shirts.
You're right.
But at the same time, like, I don't know where to put 100 t-shirts.
Well, here's the thing. One, never tell your spouse, with the exception of kids, but honestly, the best way to teach kids is through them seeing their parents do it.
Mm-hmm.
So never tell your spouse or your roommate or your sister, whoever it is that you live with, that you're organizing everything you have and they have to too. Because that is the best way to get them off board.
Yeah.
When they do not want to do it is when they all of a sudden now they have to.
Yeah.
What you can do is say, okay, I'm organizing my stuff. So my half of the dresser or my half of the closet where all of my stuff lives.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you can say is, this is still my half of the closet or my half of the dresser.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I have excess space on my half does not mean your things get to live in that space.
Okay.
So, this is the space you have. Your stuff has to fit within that space. Like, there are parameters and guidelines that you can set that say, you've got 100 t-shirts. Our dresser only holds 67. The t-shirts live in the dresser. So something's got to happen here because you don't want a stack of 40 t-shirts on or 33 on top of your dresser.
No.
Right?
Right.
So that's the kind of, you're not telling him what he's got to do with it, but look, heart to heart, this is where these things live. If you can find another place on your half of the dresser or in your half of the closet for these things to live, then that's cool. But they've got to stay within that space. It's like keeping your pots and pans under your coffee table. Because
that's a good analogy.
You know what I mean? Because you have 47 dining plates, but there's only one of you that lives there and you never have company. Like there's no need for that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So you're not going to keep your pots and pans in the kitchen or in the living room. your clothes need to live in their home. If you have too many clothes, it's not that you need a bigger home for them. You just need less clothes.
I don't know. It's kind of weird, though, because, like, I don't want to be able to say, hey, buddy, you've only got three drawers, or, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to make sure that everybody feels comfortable, and if that means I don't have as much stuff, so I need one less drawer, like, I'm cool with that.
But and everybody's got their version of what half and half is, of what my space and your space is. Like, my dresser, obviously, my whole dresser is my whole dresser.
Right.
It's just me there.
Right.
But I have a whole drawer that's just black t-shirts.
Yeah.
For my day job. If I had to share a dresser with somebody, it would be very hard for me to say, for somebody to say, well, you only get three. Well, realistically, I'd only get two because a whole drawer is reserved for work clothes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes there are situations where somebody really needs to have 60% and somebody needs 40.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Whatever that happy medium is for those people, that's absolutely, I'm not saying it by any means it's got to be 50-50.
Yeah. It's funny. Like, today we're talking about organizing, and I know next week we already kind of mentioned that we want to talk about simplifying, which is totally my thing.
And it is, yeah.
Simplifying and organizing, they can go hand in hand. I don't know. We'll talk about it next week. But I want to hear your last tip. Like, the bin, and then don't tell people what to do with their stuff, and then what's your last tip?
Last tip I would say is, for
like,
me...
Which door you're going to walk into?
No. Like, raise your hand if you've ever been trying to leave your house, and you couldn't because you didn't know where your keys were.
She says this as she's looking at me, and I know she's saying, hey, you guys, raise your hand. There's one person in this room besides
her. There's one
her.
Hand that needs to be up right now, and it is not mine because my keys have a home. I've never lost my keys.
Actually, my keys have a home.
Do they go to their home?
Yes.
Very good. Okay.
That's the only thing in my remote to my television because I got tired of looking for it.
The biggest impact you'll ever have when you walk into your house is literally the two steps you take into your house. Whatever those, I'll say four walls, but most people don't have four walls in an entryway. Whatever that space is, the moment you walk into a house and you take that, like, oh, I just got home. It's been a long day. I've been sitting in traffic for an hour. I've been at work for 9 hours because nobody actually works eight anymore. All of the things from all of the day. Our kids are at school. We've got soccer practice in 45 minutes. I've got to get dinner done. Mm-hmm. All of that stuff. And you can shut your eyes and just think about it. But that moment you walk into your house, what does that feel like for you? Is it, oh my God, I can't even get the door open because there is soccer shoes sitting here? Or is it, oh, I'm so home right now? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that little tiny space, even though it's for most people like a doorway and maybe a wall.
I don't even have that. Like, you walk in my back door and there's
you're
my
in
kitchen
the dining
table.
Room. Yeah. But you have a little zone set up.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That immediate reaction that you get when you walk into your house is going to set the tone for the rest of the time that you're in your house. So if you walk in and there's stuff on the floor and you can't get the door open all the way and you're trying to shut the door, but it's like something's caught under it and you're trying to push it shut and it's not working and you're dropping your bag and your keys fell somewhere along the way and you don't really know where those are at, but you've got groceries and that's about to fall. Like, all of that stuff just adds onto the anxiety. So, you know, you're looking at me like I have a thing.
Yeah, I have a thing. And I think that is, you may have to turn in your hot mess ticket. I don't know how you can be like this together and this obsessed with organizing.
I'm so
and
obsessed
like,
with it.
I'm such a hot mess. And I'm like,
I spill coffee on myself and have
really?
A wet sock sometimes. Yeah, I am. So, like, in my house, when you walk in my front door, just the layout, there is no, like, entryway. I kind of just had to make one where I could get one.
Yeah.
And literally, I have a thing on my wall. My keys go in my little cute cup. And it doesn't have to be a hook. It can be whatever it is that fits you and your style, just whatever you like.
Right.
My keys go there. My bag goes in the closet. That's where those things live, and they stay there.
Mm-hmm.
So that when I walk in, everything's got a place where it goes. I can actually walk in my house and not feel like, stuff. Where am I going to put it? What am I going to do with it?
Right.
So I walk in and there is that like, oh, I'm home. I'm going to kick my shoes off and throw them in that basket in my closet. My bag's going right there on the floor. jackets go off that hang, like all of that stuff just immediately happens. And right off the bat, my little entryway is organized and it's set up. See, so it's got that, the impact as soon as I walk into my house is, oh yeah, I'm home.
Like we walk in our kitchen door, like the back door. And so I'm thinking now that right beside the door, maybe I need a little shelf with like hooks for our coats and a bag. Have a place that the things that normally end up like laying on the kitchen table actually have a home.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a really small area that makes a huge impact.
Yeah.
And that's usually one of the last areas that people think about.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say like, and other people may argue with me or say, you know, your bedroom's the most important because that's where it's the most personal. That's where you wake up and start your day. And the bedroom is very, very important. I'm not saying it's not. But when you've already had a long day, so when you can walk into your house and the first two steps you take into your house are in a space that just makes you feel at home and calm.
Yeah.
And can bring that anxiety level from the day down a notch or two.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the most important spaces of your house. You need to have that like immediate bubble of your home wrapping its arms around you and saying, I'm so glad you're home. Let's hang out on the couch. Yeah. And not because most people come home and raise your hand if this is you. Most people come home and you've got dinner to make and your kid's doing homework and your spouse is doing something on the computer or watching TV or flipping through something and somebody says, Mom, come here, look at this. And you really want to go there and look at that. Or you really want to go over there and play Legos with your six-year-old. But out of the corner of your eye, you see that pile of paper that you've been meaning to get to for 2 weeks and you still haven't done it. That, it builds up really, really fast.
So, that was like
Does anybody else have their hand up? Because that's, I mean, that's real life.
Yeah.
So that's where, when you can get that entryway part in where you walk in and you're just like, I got this. We're good. Like the mail has a place to go. It's not sitting on the island.
Well, that's not very hot messy, but,
hey, everybody's got a moment where they shine. This is mine.
I make good margaritas. You know how to organize. Like, that's just how this works.
I will organize all of your margarita making tools.
I feel like more of a hot mess than I did when they started. Yeah. It's okay. I embrace it.
I gave easy.
You did.
I did not say you've got seven days to do your whole house. You've got a bin.
That's good because that would be a big
yeah. Right?
I would fail that.
Bin, something by the door, or something in your closet. That's an easy do. I don't know. I want to know what y'all think about, well, the tips or organizing in general.
Yeah, like, I think people are either they're you or they're me. They love to organize, or organizing intimidates the hell out of them. Like, yeah. I think you either fall under one of two camps. So are you Team Dawn
or Team Gina?
Because Team Gina is like...
Yeah, let us know. I want to hear. And if you have like a thing that you do that kind of just keeps you on check...
Yeah, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, I want to hear that totally.
Yeah.
So,
now we finally show up in iTunes now.
Yes, we do.
I feel like so legit.
And Google Play, we're on both.
We are.
So if you love us a little bit, like, subscribe, download all them fun things. Reviews.
I'm not adequate enough at podcasting to know what to tell you, but I know that all the podcasters I listen to are like,
Write a review
because that helps me come up in the search. If you just leave me a blog comment, I'd be just as happy. If you want to leave me a comment on Facebook, I'd just love to hear what you think.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you, my people. We'll be back next week.
I'm going to go organize something.
You're in my house, so you get to organize my stuff.
She's literally happy dancing. Bye, y'all.
Bye.